Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scover, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
And we're back with Thomas Neeland of the Neeland Center for Poetry.
We initially got in contact with each other wanting to have our two organizations see how we could work together. And Community Education Arts, like I said, we have an online arts showcase that includes writing. It's not just visual art. So it's poetry, prose, you know, it can be songs, song lyrics, whatever. And so please encourage your poets to submit something to us. The one that's coming up, the deadline is August 9th, and the theme is changes. So anything under the idea of things changing, which, you know, in our world is like every day. Please encourage them to go on our website, ceearts.org, CE Arts, and find the online arts showcase page of our website and submit some stuff, because I'd love to share some of their work on our website too. Not mutually exclusive. We can all share each other's work. So
absolutely.
And I'm very, very, it's very exciting when your organization gets participation from far away. I mean, I think that's really great.
Yeah.
You're doing a wonderful thing. It's really gratifying, isn't it? Yeah.
And if I may just include this too, one of the other programs that we have is the Elevation Review, which is our online poetry publication, published quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And so our first issue comes out on August the 17th.
Wow. Congratulations.
We recently just closed our submissions for the first issue, but we received, I think, 141
wow
total submissions.
That's
for
awesome.
First issue, yeah.
That's great.
And so those submissions did not just come from Indiana, mm-hmm. Noblesville. They came from all over the globe.
That's wonderful.
So, I mean, India, the UK, probably almost every state in this country. Yeah, it's been amazing to see some of the writing, some of the backgrounds of the writers,
mm-hmm.
And so we're excited for this issue to come out. And so, if I may, I would love to encourage everyone to check out our website, theelevationreview.com, for our next issue, which comes out in November, and we're accepting submissions for the November issue as well.
Cool.
That's wonderful. Another thing I want to be sure that we mention is your podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Like Minds podcast, it actually started off with me just reading poems and talking about what type of poem it is and, you know, how you can write this poem for yourself. But the next season is coming really soon. And so for this next season, we'll be featuring other poets.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've ever heard Tracy K. Smith's podcast, it's called The Slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
She features a different poet every day.
Wow.
while we won't be doing every day,
yeah.
But we will be featuring new poets in that podcast.
That's great.
I can tell both by the fact it's on your website, but just from talking to you today, that one of your great passions is making sure that poetry is accessible for everyone. And I see that mission through everything that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
through the Neeland Center for Poetry.
Yeah. I strongly believe that, you know, in my own experience as a writer, you know, years ago I put out a poem, and it'll be declined in like a week or so, you know, and you know, I'll go back and revise it, but I didn't have the courage to, like, submit it again because I was afraid. Oh, well, what if it, you know, what if it's denied again?
Yeah.
You know, and even while we want, you know, poetry to be accessible to all underrepresented writers and poets, you know, there's still going to be some that won't quite fit the mold, but that doesn't mean they won't ever make it.
Right.
What that means is that there's, in addition to saying, hey, you know, we love this poem, but maybe this isn't the fit for this issue.
Right.
Maybe you could submit it for our next issue, or you could attend one of our workshops and learn how to craft this poem so that it's the strongest that it can be. Right. So
it's that encouragement. It's the encouragement that matters, and that's what makes a difference. To especially emerging artists, I think people who haven't had a lot of experience with submitting, getting rejected, getting accepted. I mean, it's a roller coaster, you know, and you have those great moments when something got accepted and you just are just crushed when they pick someone else, you know, and being encouraging and supportive to those people out there who are either just beginning to submit things, or maybe they've been writing for a very long time, but they've never actually had the courage to submit, you know. I think that's a really important role as an organization. We strive to do that too, and it's kind of bumpy sometimes because people, you know, it's so personal, their writing, their artwork, their creations are so personal that you know, to kind of suggest that this particular piece needs a little bit more work or something, that can be taken as a hurtful thing for some people, and we certainly no one ever means it that way. It's just like you said, it just might not fit exactly perfectly with this particular project or publication, but we want to encourage the growth of making it a better piece of artwork, and that's kind of hard sometimes, but I think everybody tries to, you know, at least the three of us definitely try to be supportive of other artists and include as many voices as possible in the things that we publish, the projects that our organizations do, and our workshops and things. It sounds like your organization and our organization have a lot of those same goals.
Next up, we'll continue our conversation with Thomas from the Neyland Center for Poetry. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.